You would have better gone into the back room to pee. I am still going to be pissed off at you because I've already cleaned the bathrooms, but at least I won't have to kill you for walking out on this argument. You better be coming back in here. Seriously? Can you lock a swinging door? Did you barricade yourself back there? Stop messing up all my organization. I worked so long on this. That chair by the lockers to block the door? Because that chair has a broken leg, and if you don't put it back exactly where I had it, then one of the other waitresses is going to get mixed up and put it back on the floor. One of the customers is going to sit in it and fall over and die. You're going to get us sued. And then what? Who in this town is going to give you free french fries anymore? You've used up your welcome with all of them. My grace has really known no bounds. You know what?
Hey! Hey! What do you think you're doing? Get away from the cash register! Yeah, I did just climb over the kitchen line. What the fuck are you doing? You left me no choice. You barricaded me out. So what, you could steal from us? Really, you're not. And why is the cash register open? Then close it. You bastard. What is this? No, because what it looks like is that you are filling your backpack with money from my boss's cash register. Just like that? No, this isn't yours. We have to put it back before somebody sees. Dude! Great. So you can overpower me and grab the bag out of my hands. Big frickin' deal. We both know it's not like I can stand up to you, not like that. So what? You gonna rob the place? Mow me down in the process? Because I am not letting you leave with that. I am not letting you do this. This is a small cafe, dude. We know the owners. The owners are nice people. They give you free french fries. I depend on this money. This isn't just how I get Starbucks, okay? This is how I help my mom pay the electric bill. You know that. Come on, if you think this is not going to have an impact on every single person here, you're stupid. You're so stupid. Fine, if you don't care about them, then what about me? Do you care about me? Because this is my job, dude. I'm not even supposed to be here right now. Do you have any idea how much trouble I can get in for not leaving after I lock up, let alone if the place gets freaking robbed while I'm here? Convenient, right? That I'm dating you and you somehow get in and you somehow take all the money when no one else is here. They're not gonna believe that. They're gonna think I'm part of this. Yeah, and you're gonna walk away with all of this cash and I'm gonna lose my job. How can you be sure that they're not gonna think that? Oh, because you're leaving. You've never heard of a cover-up. Leaving where? You are seriously gonna break in the middle of the night, kiss me and rob me, and then break up with me? What the hell is going on with you? No, because I used to daydream about you. About things like what colors we would pick for our prom outfits. Not this. Never did I think that all of this bullshit is what I was going to be dealing with from you. Yeah, I know you hate prom and dancing. I didn't realize that launches you straight into a life of crime. You're so sorry. So that's it then. I ask you, pretty please, do not rob me. And you're gonna completely ignore me? You can't say sorry and keep putting money in your bag like that. Fucking stop! They're not gonna care that I didn't want this! No one cares that I don't want any of this! They're not gonna care that I tried to stop you. They're not gonna understand. I don't even understand. Why are you doing this? When I told you that I would loan you money from the cafe, I meant from my tips. From my wallet, not directly from the cash register. You cannot be serious. No. Like you're just some criminal now and I don't know you at all? I don't care. You could tell me whatever you want. I'm not listening. I don't have to do anything you say. I am not turning around and I am not getting on the floor. I am too lazy at my closing duties to get on this floor. You think I mop it? Of course I don't mop it. It is disgusting down there. So you better hope you brought a gun or something with you because you're going to have to put it to my head to make me listen to you. Ever again. What? Get off. No. Who is that? No. Who is that? Someone is here with you, aren't they? And you acted so offended when I asked. Oh, really? Because it makes such a difference if you told them to wait outside. They came with you? Do they drive? Is that your little getaway driver calling and asking what's taking you so long? Are they making you do this? Because you do not have to. That chair might only have 3 good legs, but we can use it to reinforce the employee entrance. I already locked it up. Is that how you got in here tonight? Okay, fine. We can lock that door, block it with a chair, and call the police. Or no police. Why are you looking at me like that? I said no police. We can ditch out one of the windows. I'm parked by the dumpsters. Or we can wait out in here together and they're gonna have to leave. Well, eventually. Fine, then pick up that call or call them back and tell them that something went sideways. Tell them that you didn't know I was in here. Please. You didn't know I was here. Did you? Okay. Good. Then tell them you couldn't do it. Tell them that you don't have it in you. To screw over the people you love like this. There was a witness. Tell them you chickened out. I don't care. You're not who they thought you were. Whatever you have to tell them, dude, just get out of this. Don't do this. Oh, dude. Nah. Dude, if you think I'm opening this safe for you, you can go fuck yourself. I don't know what kind of Bonnie and Clyde type shit you think this is. But I don't hate prom. I like dancing. And I like when my partner stays the night without leaving in the morning. And I like when my partner asks me for help because they're hurt, but then they tell me what happened to them. I like not being afraid for my life all the time around you. I'd like someone nice. No, you're not. You're not nice, I'm sorry. What do you expect me to say? Is this why you really came here tonight? It wasn't to see me, was it? It wasn't to kiss me and be sweet or try to make up for anything back there. You didn't know I was here. You thought you'd get in and out easy, didn't you? Well, I am sick of you playing the part of loving and affectionate just to try to manage me. Look, I don't know what kind of stuff you've gotten yourself into, but I don't want any part of it. I have tried to help you. I have tried to get you out. And now look where we are. Somehow I'm on the wrong side of you still. Yes, I am. Stop. I don't even know you anymore. Then take the money. I obviously can't stop you. And just get out. Leave. Disappear like you keep threatening. It's for the better. But do not think that I won't call the police. And don't think I won't give them your name, because I will. No. I swear to God, stop. If you take one more step towards me, if you ever put your hands on me again or try to trick me and shut me up by making you think you give a damn about me, I will scream for help and I will not stop. I already said I am not opening the safe for you. You can't be serious. I thought you loved me. How could you do this? What do you want me to say? I can't. I don't know the combination. I know where they keep it. You gotta be serious. You can't seriously be robbing me like this. What is that? Have you never heard of a figure of speech? You seriously brought a gun here tonight? That whole time you were out there kissing me. Wow, really? Because it doesn't make much of a difference if you pointed at me or not, does it? Am I supposed to be grateful for that little courtesy that you're just pointing out the floor? You have to excuse me if I don't say thank you. What's your plan? Are you going to shoot me if I don't? And then what? You let somebody find me? Or you hide me? The only way you'll take me with you is if I'm dead. I was so wrong about you. No, I loved you. I did. I have never been this wrong before. Get off. You're early into choices, are you? I mean, you're pointing a gun at me. Sorry, near me? Did you follow me to the manager's office? I'll get you that fucking combination. Just shut up. I don't want to hear it. There is nothing you could say. And I swear to God, the second you leave, I am calling the police. Yeah, well, it's about time I do get some kind of choice around here, isn't it? I told you I locked up already. I need to get the keys. Well, it's not like I remember what one goes to the manager's office. Do I seem like I'm the boss around here? Why don't you make a call and tell them to hold their horses for 2 more fucking seconds? Okay, I'm trying. Or maybe you could put the gun away. Seriously. I can't believe you. I really can't. I can't believe. I don't know what kind of money you think waitresses make, but was this your plan the whole time? Get close to me because I have access to cash? Because there's that lady at the bank. Maybe you should have screwed her. What? Don't look at me like that. I can't believe I listened to you. I can't believe I let you into my house and into my bed. Why did you even get a gun? How long have you had that? So what, you just always have it on you anytime I'm around you? You don't care how that makes me feel? God, you are so fucking dumb. When you're dating somebody, when you care about somebody, you're supposed to give a shit about how they feel. You're so stupid. I don't care. You can be holding a gun and I'll still tell you you're stupid. You know how I know? Because. Give me that bag. I am not letting you do this. I already told you. I carry pepper spray now. On my key ring. Why would they give a waitress the combination of the safe? Alone? I just needed a reason to get my keys out. Yeah? If you could see straight, then you could try to shoot me. Move. You got yourself into trouble. Get yourself out.